By the way,
I do plan to feature one of these songs again today. I will have played several of them by the Fearless Flyers. Let me know which one you want me to play again as we wrap up today. The first one, the second one, the third one. Yeah, I'll let you hear some more of that. All right, but in the meantime, let's take a look-see at civilization. Where are we? Where are we headed? And then again, remember now, taking a look at some of the issues before us, some of the events that led to the collapse of these previous civilizations. As it turns out, there really is no single accepted theory for why collapses happen. Historians, anthropologists, and others have proposed various explanations. Let's break them down a bit. Climatic change. When climatic stability changes, the results can be disastrous, resulting in crop failure, starvation, and desertification. More land becoming like desert. And some of you may recall I shared with you probably about 6 or 7 years ago, about 6 years ago, when I was discussing how there are lands around the world, including in Africa, that were once very, very lush lands with much vegetation and water, and now are deserts. Climatic change, that can lead to the downfall of civilizations, can cause them to just collapse. When climatic stability changes, the results can be disastrous. Climatic instability can result in crop failure, starvation, more lands becoming desert. Do we have any concerns right now about climate change? The collapse of the Anasazi, Tiwanaku civilization, the Akkadians, the Mayan, the Roman Empire, and many others have all coincided with abrupt climatic changes, usually droughts. Do we hear the expert telling us now, the experts saying now what they were saying 30 and 40 years ago, that the climate, if we keep going the way we're going, climate change is going to bring about more severe weather patterns and more severe and more frequent and more and longer lasting droughts? And we still have people saying, ain't nothing to this about no climate change. And we still have people saying, leaders as well as constituents, we the people, saying, insisting that we don't need to do anything about climate change. Nothing. Climate change, environmental degradation. Collapse can occur when societies overshoot the carrying capacity of their environments. This is an ecological collapse theory, which has been a subject of best-selling books, and it points to excessive deforestation, water pollution. Do we have any problems with that now? Too many of our forests being cut down. Do we have too many people fighting against measures to keep our waters safe and clean? This points to excessive deforestation, water pollution, soil degradation, and the loss of biodiversity as precipitating causes. Isn't it interesting how willing so many people are to repeat history, even when the results will be disastrous? Remember now, share this with you over and over and over. The information is out there and has been out there for a long, long time. When you do this, this is the result. just like all of these people have all this information that they have been able to study so that they can give us these conclusions. Our leaders have this information too. They just choose those who keep fighting for the continuation of water pollution, the continuation of deforestation, the continuation of air pollution, etc., the continuation of what contributes to climate change, global warming. They have all this information available to them. They are being told what the deal is, and they're refusing to make changes. Inequality and oligarchy. Listen to this. Wealth and political inequality can be central drivers of social disintegration, as can oligarchy and centralization of power among leaders. This not only causes social distress, but it handicaps a society's ability to respond to ecological, social, and economic problems. The field of cliodynamics models how factors like equality and demography correlate with political violence. Statistical analysis of previous societies suggests that this happens in cycles. As population increases, the supply of labor outstrips demand. As a result, workers become cheap. In other words, the people who decide what the workers are going to be paid decide that they're going to pay workers less and less and less, and society becomes top-heavy. This inequality undermines collective solidarity, and political turbulence follows. Okay, back in just a few.